But with a wealth manager, it's much more process driven, right? So it's a way that we walk through each of the major areas of finance and have a process to identify where you may have some challenges or risks and proactively create solutions.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Welcome back into the Retirement Cafe. We are kind of doing things a little bit differently starting off this podcast. We're talking about four key questions people would normally have for Avery Wealth when they're looking to hire a financial advisor. These are four questions that they commonly ask Dan and Brent, so we wanted to take each one of these individually, address them individually, and provide some of that information here. Obviously, you're welcome to reach out with more questions to the team at 517-783-1695. But we want to try to give you some general considerations to make when you have these questions. The four that we're going through are, do you need an advisor? We knocked that one out on the last podcast, so feel free to go back and listen to that. What type of advisor is best for me and my goals? We'll address that one today. And then the other two we have coming are, what are my costs when working with an advisor? And how important is an advisor's process to my financial success? So today we're talking about what type of advisor is best for me and my goals, Dan and Brent. So I guess the first thing, you know, what kind of advisors are there? I mean, we talk about what type of advisor, what are my options to start off with?
Yeah, and there's a lot of different types of advisors out there. We've kind of built a education system around this question in breaking it into four types, because I think you could talk about this for days and weeks and months and years and everything else. But I think, you know, if you think of a pyramid almost, and we've got a diagram on the website you can look at to kind of see what we're talking about. But the first level of advisor out there is what I would call, Brent, an investment advisor. So what do you think? What would an investment advisor
be? Yeah, an investment advisor basically is just around money management, don't you think? So they're focused on you buying different securities or maybe private companies. There's different things, that fixed income instruments, different things like that, that are just designed to manage your money, not necessarily focused on any particular goals that you're trying to achieve, but helping you manage your money.
Yeah. So the way I've seen this is when we've looked at this, I think is, hey, you walk in, I want to open a Roth IRA, right? Not, you know, just because I know I heard on the news it's good to have a Roth IRA. Yeah. And so I've got some money. And so an investment advisor typically would just say, okay, let's maybe figure out what risk level you're comfortable with, right? Build out some investments and say, here you go. And that would be kind of the end of it, right?
Right. Yeah. And then I think going up another level, maybe a little bit more service, would be the next level on that pyramid Dan was referring to, would be a financial advisor. And so Dan kind of talked through a little bit about what's different between a financial advisor and an investment advisor.
Yeah, so when you think about financial advisor versus investment advisor, really what you're adding in is some limited goals, right?
Sure.
So where the investment advisor is strictly just about, hey, let's, you know, you've got some money to invest, let's build a portfolio based on a risk level you're comfortable with, and, you know, that's what we do. The financial advisor might actually work through some limited goals, meaning like they might be helpful for some answers like, should I pay my house off or not? Like, kind of driven by the client. So if you think about you're bringing questions to them that they may have some knowledge how to answer, but it's not necessarily systematic and it's not all encompassing. It's just simple, not complex.
Yeah. And then the next level up would be what we have defined as a wealth manager. So wealth management is obviously going to do the same types of things, right? They're going to help you invest your money because that's the foundation that we're building everything on. And then they're going to work through more holistic, as we would call it, planning that are goals-based investment strategies, so that we're owning things to achieve specific goals.
Yeah. And I think when I think a wealth manager, which is, you know, this is one of the levels we work on. We work on, if you look in the pyramid, the top two levels of the pyramid primarily. But with a wealth manager, it's much more process driven, right? So it's a way that we walk through each of the major areas of finance and have a process to identify where you may have some challenges or risks and proactively create solutions. And the second big piece of a wealth manager is this is where you get into what I think is a really important differentiation, where you have an active relationship with other professionals you work with, right, Brent? So you think of some situations where maybe you might need to talk to some of the other professionals.
Yeah, so I mean, that might be in another professional might be your CPA, for example, or an estate planning attorney that we're pulling in to help achieve a specific goal. So maybe a goal would be obviously someone in retirement trying to come up with strategies with their CPA, not just to pay the least amount of taxes in one particular year, but have a strategy that would help you reduce your taxes over the remaining of your lifetime.
Yeah, so that's a great example. So you think about, for a wealth management standpoint, think of it more of an integrated team of professionals where your financial advisor there, your planner, your wealth manager is kind of a quarterback where they help make sure that the solutions that you're using and coming up with don't have any pitfalls. Because oftentimes one person could look at something and the CPA might say, oh, wait a minute, they've got this other issue that
right.
you didn't think of, or maybe your attorney might have that.
Yeah, or that quarterback is basically aligning those different goals so that they all are working together.
Right, right. Yeah, and really to top off that pyramid, which is kind of a specialty area, is this virtual family office concept. So I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but when you think about family offices, for years and years, really, really successful families have kind of had their own team of professionals. Like, that's why they call it a family office, where they would deal with just their stuff, right? They weren't an advisor for a lot of people. They were an advisor for that family. So typically, believe it or not, those are families with lots of money, like $500 million and above, very wealthy families in the U.S. and around the world. Well, the concept of virtual family office takes those ideas, but what it does is, instead of, you know, let's say you've got some really complex situations, selling businesses, things where maybe your local attorney or your local CPA doesn't have the skill set to really work through that. The idea of a virtual family office is where you actually pull in possibly national or even worldwide experts in a specific niche area where you need some help. And you build that team out to make sure that you're getting the best possible advice for the goals that you're trying to achieve. So think of, from a wealth management standpoint, think of your own group of professionals you use, all integrated. And then when you get up to the virtual family office, maybe you need to bring in some really national world experts to help you with a specific area of finance that's just not available in your current market.
Okay, that's a pretty good explanation of the four different levels of service. And you kind of touched on who might use these specific people in general. But I guess a lot of it probably has to do with kind of what your situation is, what your goals are, really how complex your situation actually is.
Yeah, I think, I mean, as we've talked about on the previous podcast, everybody, regardless of who you are, everybody's in a different spot, right? So, and everybody has different things that they're doing. Some people, you know, maybe are close to retirement. Some people maybe are just starting to accumulate. There's all kinds of different phases that all of us go through. Some have businesses to sell and are self-employed, where you need to pull in those other professionals. Some maybe that's not as important to. And so it really depends on how complex your particular situation is, on where you would fall in this pyramid.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that, Brent. And I think, you know, complexity is really important to look at and understand what your needs are. But I think the other thing is what do you really want? Like, you know, a lot of people want to do things on their own and maybe don't want as much help, because one of the things we know, and we're going to talk about it in another episode, is around cost. Is that obviously the more services that you need or are going to use, there's going to be a cost to that, right? So you have to kind of balance that out and say, what do I want to do on my own? Where do I need help? How much am I willing to pay for that help to come up with, you know, the answer to that question of what type might be best for me?
Well, I'm sure there are people listening that maybe want to continue this conversation a little bit further. When somebody comes into your office and maybe doesn't know exactly what they need yet, I mean, they kind of have an idea maybe of what they think they need. What kind of conversations do you have with that prospect to help them determine exactly what their needs are?
Yeah, I think one of the things we have is we kind of have some benchmark questions where we go through and very kind of direct to help them benchmark where they are right now and, you know, where they may feel they would benefit the most with these different levels of service. And so, you know, one of the things that Brent and I talk about all the time is that the number one goal we have is that we figure out what's best for you you know, not what's best for us. We work under a fiduciary standard. What's best for you, and give you the best advice possible to get you connected with that type of advisor in this case. But yeah, I mean, we have really good conversations where we can figure that stuff out and help them make really good decisions in this area.
Well, Dan and Brent are both certified financial planners, and as you've heard on this during this conversation, they're, you know, they're willing to help you out with whatever your needs are. So I encourage you, set up a time, sit down with them, determine whether or not you need an advisor, whether or not Dan and Brent are good for your goals, for your retirement needs. And you can do so by finding them online at averywealth.com. You can also give the office a call at 517-783-1695. And I'm sure you guys are open to really just sitting down with anybody that's looking to kind of start this process and help walk them through it.
Oh, yeah. We're always willing to talk. We're always available. And like I say, we just want you to have success. And that's part of the reason we're doing this podcast, is to help you understand these concepts a little better so you can make good decisions for your own situation.
Yeah, and this is one of the four key questions that Dan and Brent get quite often from people that come into the office, and we're going to address all four in different podcasts. We've already hit a couple of them. We've got a couple more to come, so make sure you look online at averywealth.com to find all four of them, to get those questions kind of answered maybe before you even come into the office, or you're just kind of trying to decide whether or not you want an advisor, need to work with an advisor, if that's something you need. This will give you a much better understanding of that process as well. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it is you listen to the Retirement Cafe. We'd love to have you back on the next episode. So Dan and Brent, thanks for the time. As always, appreciate you explaining this process.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you, Ben.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.